Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, sitting in the doctor report on Nilda Santiago, date of birth 1/21/1955. Date of procedure is May 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Hector Vasquez Torres. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, some cold biopsy polysectomy and cold snare polysectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polysectomy, comma, cold snare polysectomy and cold biopsies. Description, indication is abdominal pain, comma, diarrhea, comma, dysphagia. Description, procedure, and formal consent was obtained for a possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Physician malignancy will explain to the patient. The patient is brought in FCC. Place in the flower position today is for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Well lubricated lotus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into the respiration to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex was obtained at the cardiac air was from the stomach before jaw scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital electrode exam was performed. A well lubricated lotus video. Colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into the revision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penetralocus of the cecal valve and complex of the fold period. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated from the last 5 centimeters period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 5-6, 1-2, 2-2 period. This was graded as suboptimal support prep period. The patient tried to see you all without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the fossa and the esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Coma biopsies were obtained. Further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the blood block. Coma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. Overall, the esophagus was widely patent. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Coma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lot of H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of multiple gastric polyps, comma, 4, approximately 10 to 11 millimeters were removed with cold snare polypectomy, and 4 that were diminutive in size were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of duodenum, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of the diarrhea. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 5-6, 1-2, 2-2, suboptimal support prep with sticky green adherent stool noted on the right side. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon cephal polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon cephal polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was moderate left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were small in size. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the right arm left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year due to the prep quality. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed.